This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and First Lady Melania leaving India after a whirlwind two-day visit. The president at a news conference discussing things like a possible trade deal with India soon.
They really like us, and I think they like us more now than they've ever liked us, frankly. We have a really great relationship between the Prime Minister and myself.
The president also is saying that coronavirus is, in his words, very well under control in our country. Meanwhile, officials confirm that Iran's deputy health minister has tested positive for that rapidly spreading virus. Harvey Weinstein's lawyers say they plan to appeal after the former movie executive was convicted in New York City yesterday of rape and committing a criminal sexual act. Former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak has died. He was 91. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from The Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today. 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is leading the pack in South Carolina, according to the polls there, as that state will be hosting a debate with the candidates tonight and then its primary on Saturday. Meanwhile, last night on a CNN town hall, Sanders was doubling down on comments he made on CBS's 60 Minutes on Sunday about Fidel Castro, when he had said it was unfair to simply say everything in Cuba is bad. He was asked to respond to the Democratic lawmakers who have since said nothing nice should be said about Castro.
I have been extremely consistent and critical of all authoritarian regimes all over the world, including Cuba, including Nicaragua, including Saudi Arabia, including China, including Russia.
Millions of folks in the Midwest and Northeast having to contend with heavy snow and miserable travel conditions this week. From the Midwest into the central Great Lakes region, 6 to 12 inches could fall. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The U.S. and South Korea are looking into possibly rolling back military training drills because of the coronavirus. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says training may have to be toned down as that disease has spread to South Korea, and it's spreading across that nation quickly. South Korea's military revealing more than a dozen soldiers have been diagnosed with it, hundreds of people in the country contracting the virus, 8 people there have died of it. Another player in the college admissions scandal is going to prison. Former University of Texas men's tennis coach Michael Center was sentenced yesterday to 6 months in prison and ordered to pay $60,000. Prosecutors say the 55-year-old agreed to accept a $100,000 bribe in exchange for marking an applicant, as a recruited student athlete at the Austin school. The student was even given a scholarship to cover his books despite never never having played tennis competitively at all. And Mardi Gras celebrations are underway in New Orleans because it's Fat Tuesday, and parades are being held across that metro area, rolling from this morning until late tonight. The earliest parade of the day is the Zulu Parade, with its elaborate costumes and coveted coconuts that are tossed to the crowds. Of course, after that, the parades will end tonight as Lent begins tomorrow. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free, no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do and how we roll. How you doing, America? Bill Martinez here. We're coming to you live from Nashville, Tennessee. We're here for our annual event, NRB's 2020, which is great fun. I mean, you're going to have a real special opportunity because the hosts of guests that we have lined up is just incredible. I may have mentioned to you, we're fortunate to have ministry leaders, people of faith, key influencers in the national religious broadcast category, filmmakers, directors, producers. Ashley Brashert is going to be with us face to face. Matt Hammett, we'll have a little bit later on today. Matt just has an incredible background. You may remember the name from, his song Lead Me On that was very, very popular. He wrote the song, he and Sanctus Real, which he was a part of. But he came to a crossroads in his life. They had to decide, okay, does he continue with all the travel or does he focus more on his family? I'm going to let you tell his story, but he's coming up a little bit later on. Cal Thomas, a nationally syndicated columnist, written a great book about, how do we get America back on track? And we've had this discussion many times, you and I, that really what is going to make the difference is that we go back to first principles, and those first principles are very much in line with our morality. And you consider the moral decadence and the dissipation that has taken place over the decades. It's no wonder. And one of the things you consider, just real simple, go back to the mid-60s. Some of you weren't even born then, but actually there used to be the Ten Commandments posted in most of the schools across the country. All these separation of church and state lovers and everything like that, and people just thought, hey, no big deal, we'll just get rid of the Ten Commandments. Well, how's that working for you? We've ignored God, we've ignored His commandments, and we're paying a big price. To the point that, look at the suicide rate, the despair of many young people today. And it's not all gloom and doom, but the numbers are substantial that they are telling. If you want to be discerning and consider, what is happening to America. And Cal brings back to light something that many of our other guests have brought to light, and that is the cycle of empires. What's their longevity? 250 years on average. We're approaching that right now. And, you know, it's almost like the institutions cannot seem to withstand the pressure of forces who want to come in and cause it to abandon its moral underpinnings. And here we are. I mean, we're a rather confused nation with all the gender confusion that's taking place, things that just seem to be so practical. And, you know, it's just amazing to me. You know, like the Sotomayor deal, which happens to be contemporary right now, and Justice Sotomayor, you know, really upset. She took personal offense to the Supreme Court and kind of chastising, you know, conservatives and conservative thought. But, boy, I'll tell you, the American way has always been that you provide for yourself, you provide for your family, especially when it comes to immigration, that you come here into this country, that you're not a public charge. We've done this for decades. We've had a successful immigration program up until all the progressives, so-called, and liberals have come in and said, hey, don't worry about it. You know, the people, the American people will cover and we'll take you on. You will be a public charge. It'll be our responsibility. Really? I mean, here we are, $23 trillion in debt. We've compromised things like Social Security and other services for real citizens of this country. We've avoided and abandoned, just almost in many cases, abandoned common sense rule of law. And this is why Donald Trump has been resonating. And it just goes to show you why people are so upset. I mean, CNN, I mean, oh, you just lie. You know, you lie worse than us. Like, to that degree, I'm so stupid. But, you know, this is the kind of thinking that comes into play. It's like, well, you know, instead of pursuing, you know, truth and reasonableness, let's just for the sake of our ideology. But, you know, the thing is, thank God that we have Donald Trump in the White House who can push back. I know people get upset, you know, Clint Eastwood, you know, okay, you get upset because he tweets, you know, that's kind of the fashionable argument. I don't have a problem with the president tweeting, you know, because he needs to back off, because as we've discussed before with other policymakers and people that were in the George W. Bush White House, I thought George W. Bush needed to push back more. I mean, there's no question. You take these two presidents, they're the exact antithesis. You know, Donald Trump's not going to let something go by. And, yeah, sometimes, you know, I think he just amuses himself. He just says, okay, well, there's Jim Acosta there, and, you know, maybe I'll just pull his chain for and just have some fun and see what happens. I think some of that goes on. But, you know, as far as the main issues where the mainstream media is suggesting something, and they're out of balance. I mean, it doesn't make sense. And so he calls them out on it. But the good thing that's happening, and that's been happening in the last 3.5 years of this presidency, is conservatism and Americans are starting to realize, yes, common sense does exist, and that we can push back. And it's not push back just to be mean or to be hurtful, but to push back because, look, we've got a country to save. We've got a country that the progressives have taken over. They've hijacked. And what have they done? You know, look what they've done with our health care. I mean, everything it seems that the Democrats and progressives put their hands on, they mess it up. I mean, you know, part of the reason that we're $23 trillion in debt is because we can't seem to, you know, come to reasonable compromises, whether it's the military or things that our government needs to provide. You know, Democrats are so, you know, so into their domestic spending that, you know, it's laughable. Here they are, oh, this quid pro quo stuff. And, I mean, they are the manifestation of quid pro quo themselves. I mean, it's disgusting. I mean, that's why we're $23 trillion in debt. You know, President Trump knew one of his first priorities was we had to get the military on good standing. You got to remember, it wasn't that long ago. I mean, on the surface, it looked like Bill Clinton did such a great job with the economy, right? Well, he blighted the military. He did it at the military's expense. And so what happens with 9/11? 9/11 comes up. We've got to send our sons and daughters to war. And they're going to war, and they're sending letters back home. Instead of saying, hey, I miss you, and, you know, I miss the home cooking and all this, and they're saying, hey, would you mind going to Home Depot and grabbing some sheet metal for us? And you go, well, what do you mean sheet metal? What are you talking about? Well, we have to reinforce the Humvees that we're riding in because they're so exposed right now that, you know, people are getting injured. Well, what do you mean? This is the U.S. military. We're talking about that we have, we don't have vehicles that are armored upright. This was indicative of what the Clinton administration has done, but people forget about all that. They You know, so here's George W. Bush. We get hit 9/11. We go to war, and we're sending these kids with pea shooters and half the equipment that they needed to go out there and win a war and be effective. I mean, shame on us for doing that. And, of course, that kind of thinking, you know, and George W. and the country had to scramble to, kind of put some Band-Aids on a lot of problems here in the military. But then, of course, it got blighted again under Barack Obama because he didn't believe in a national defense. Of course, the number one job of every president, I believe, is to secure our safety, the national defense of our country, and this is what Donald Trump is doing. It's good to have you with us. We've got more coming up. I'm Bill Martinez, just about 15 after.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation. 800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
The world is coming apart faster than any scientific study had predicted. Just got to do something.
Mayor Buttigieg, your thoughts.
Let's be real about the deadline.
It's not 2050. It's not 2040. It's not 2030. It's 2020. Because if we don't elect a president who actually believes in climate science now, we will never meet any of the other scientific or policy deadlines that we need to.
You know, it's amazing, as excited as they get about climate science, it's not like this president is totally ignoring it. He's being reasonable. I mean, it's just like the Paris Accord. Why should we be the only ones giving up something in the name of climate science, which is, you know, for all intent and purposes, and we've talked to so many people about it, even those that are just so passionate about it, like Pete Buttigieg. It's like, okay, well, give me the facts. You know, it still seems that you're still out there in the theoretical. You know, if we listen to what Al Gore, remember, the inconvenient truth, right? And he hyped this up and everything, and there it is. You know, we're buying into what seems to be a big lie, and you find out that the scientists had juiced the information. They rigged it for us, you know, fake science. I mean, everything is fake these days. I mean, I've been mentioning a couple of weeks ago on Blue Bloods, they talked about opposite day. And that was quite interesting. And that's really where America is that things are happening in such a way, and the reports are coming in such a way that it's the opposite. It's down is up, up is down, and somehow, you know, we're to make judgments on this. And then you've got politicians, people that you think should know better and should be looking out for our best behalf, and saying, look at, you know, do me a favor, do your homework, would you? Would you do your homework and really find out what's going on here? We've spent so much money, I mean, billions of dollars on this climate science, and are we better off, or are we just more confused? And because if it was really that telling and that discernible, I mean, it would be discernible. We would see it. Now, they, you know, absolutely, I say they, I mean, this is the opposing side, because this is what we have here, unfortunately, in dealing with something like climate science. We got them and us. I mean, and that's ridiculous. How come there's no hybrid? There's nothing in between. I mean, are we so, each of us so ideologically fixed and resisting? But, you know, look, I have a lot of friends. I mean, they are, they're sensitive about the climate and believe that we should be stewards. And I think most people of faith believe that this has been God's gift to us. And we were told to go out there and steward this planet, steward the earth that we are in charge of. And we are in charge. We've been given charge of this. So we need to be responsible, but let's not be ridiculous either. And think that somehow God didn't have this, you know, all planned out. But again, if you want to resist God and ignore God, then everything that God has done for this planet in creating this planet is thrown out the door. And so there's no God. So let's just rely on man's theory. I mean, how laughable. I mean, like all of a sudden, even the smartest man that you want to proclaim is the smartest man on the planet. You want to really put them up against Almighty God and his plans? And how he created the heavens and the earth, like he didn't know about all this stuff that was going on. I mean, it's absurd. We're just so arrogant. But that aside, again, being responsible stewards, that is still key. But where are the facts? You know, don't come to me like, you know, one PhD scientist who was on the show. And what was he doing? But echoing, you know, talking points. Well, you know, according to 90% or 78% or 98% of the scientists all, you know, believe this. Well, you know that on its face. You can't get 98% of scientists to agree the sky is blue. I mean, it's not going to happen. I mean, you know, common sense tells you that that was a ruse. And then, of course, you hear from these scientists that were supposedly part of that study going, no, that's bogus. That's not what was, that was not what was decided. And they've really extended this and have bent, you know, the figures, as we know, you know, how figures can lie and how liars get those figures and make it read what it is that they want for their sake. And it's like, okay, well, so what is this point? You know, what is the point of all this? And what it is, it's totally against freedom. That's why I keep saying, whoever you elect, whatever proposal you consider, and this is at any level, down to the city level, on up to the federal level, are you going to have more or less freedom as a result of your vote that you cast? That's what you need to look at. because the forces on the left, and clearly what's coming out, I mean, if you missed yesterday, if you missed that discussion interview with Trevor Loudon about his new book, you need to get your hands on the book, and you need to also go back to the website at BillMartinezLive.com and download that podcast and get ready to have your world rocked, because the Democratic presidential hopefuls, I mean, they are mired and mired in things that you're not aware of, and the mainstream media isn't reporting on it. But this is what we love about Trevor Loudon, because Trevor Loudon, along with all the other investigative journalists that we love having on the show, you know, Kimberly Strassel, Sarah Carter, I mean, let's just go on, and Peter Schweitzer, who we had on recently and we'll have on again. You know, these are gifts to our society, ladies and gentlemen, that you have people like this that are so dedicated in pursuing the truth. And this show, we give a platform, because there's not a lot of shows like this that are independent enough to be able to afford this kind of platform to where we can pursue the truth. And, you know, from a biblical worldview, we're not about to abandon God. I mean, I'll abandon the show before I abandon God. I mean, that's the bottom line, because I know God is the source of truth. And I have the responsibility to deliver the truth, pursue the truth, no matter where it leads, and lay it out for you. And you decide for yourself what makes sense. But as you know, when the truth hits you and it's right in your very soul and your heart, you know that you've come in contact with the truth. It's undeniable. And you also know when people are lying to you. And the politicians, you know, as Billy Graham used to say, you can always tell when they're lying. It's when their lips are moving. And I got to tell you, the progressives, they are lying through their lips. You know, the kind of stuff they're putting out there. And I don't care who. Just go down the list. Klobuchar and, you know, and I'm thinking, okay, even for a while there, but based on the reporting and the research, extensive research that Trevor Loudon has done, you know, I'm thinking Tulsi Gabbard is, like she's a moderate. But then you realize, whoa, wait a minute. Her background and her connections and what's going on, and Amy Klobuchar and, of course, Elizabeth Warren. And, you know, Bernie Sanders. We know Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is the only honest person, and that's why he's gaining traction there in the Democratic Party. And he's not even a Democrat, he's independent. But, you know, because he's out there speaking the truth. As far as, you know, socialism is concerned, I mean, he may want to twist words a little bit. Say, well, I'm not a socialist, I'm a democratic socialist. Well, what does that mean? You know, he's just mincing words here to try to make it seem like this thing's not so bad. But he lays out his policies. You know, let's go Medicare for all. Let's do all this, you know, free tuition. And what, you know, who's going to pay for that? What's going to happen to $1.6 trillion in tuition debt that all of a sudden is going to go away? And what about, you know, like the one gentleman that confronted Elizabeth Warren and said, hey, what about me? You know, I worked my tail off, extra jobs and everything, and I paid for my children's education. Do I get any compensation for that? She goes, no, you don't. I mean, just straight up. I guess maybe she's being honest about that. But this is the kind of stuff that we're dealing with, how things have been twisted around and opposite day. And, of course, we know, you know, for those of faith and to read the Bible, you know, the book of Isaiah said, woe on that day when that which is good is called evil, evil good, sweet, sour, sour, sweet. And here we are in this 21st century America. I mean, this is how insane it is. And I've got to imagine people on Main Street, the forgotten men and women, people of faith, that are holding on to Jesus' garment, going, what is going on with our world, and what am I turning over to my kids? Well, you know, it's a good question to ask. But what needs to come is an answer that says, look it, for as long as you can, you know, that you're able to, you fight the good fight of faith. You resist the lies for the sake of your children and your grandchildren. And I'll tell you, I believe that America got a reprieve with the election of Donald Trump. Like it or not, like his tweets or not, we got a big reprieve because we're starting to get this country back on track. And conservatism is starting to be emboldened once again. Remember that silent majority that was so quiet that Jerry Falwell called out and said, look, the silent majority has to speak out. And that's what happens. It is a small minority of people that end up, you know, shaking the dog and causing all kinds of problems. And we've allowed this to happen because, after all, as they keep insisting, this is a government of, for, by, we the people, which means it's our responsibility, ladies and gentlemen. So get ready. The fight is on, and warrior up. This is Bill Martinez. We are live from Nashville, Tennessee.
February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quantum Nutrition Lab's 3 featured supplements, formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation. Each are buy 2, get the 3rd one free. And be sure to get your free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and First Lady Melania leaving India after a whirlwind 2-day visit. The president at a news conference discussing things like a possible trade deal with India soon.
They really like us, and I think they like us more now than they've ever liked us, frankly. We have a really great relationship between the Prime Minister and myself.
The president also saying that coronavirus is, in his words, very well under control in our country. Meanwhile, officials confirm that Iran's deputy health minister has tested positive for that rapidly spreading virus. Harvey Weinstein's lawyers say they plan to appeal after the former movie executive was convicted in New York City yesterday of rape and committing a criminal sexual act. Former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak has died. He was 91. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
I'm going home where the streets are golden. Every chain is broken. Oh, I want to go. Oh, I want to go home.
Bill Martinez, live.
You know, like I was sharing with some friends of mine the other day, yeah, we know, the last words of the final chapter and how it works out. But that doesn't mean that we're not vigilant until we get there. You know, it's our responsibility to pursue the truth no matter where it leads, not only for ourselves, but others that come in contact that are also searching for the truth, that want, affirmation that, in fact, they have realized the truth. This is so important. Good to have you with us. It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And do we have Philip and Darlene with us? Oh, we do. Good. Okay. We've got the Fields with us. Good morning. Good to have you with us. Philip and Darlene have written a new, powerful, real, and vulnerable story about the unperfect marriage, liberation for couples trapped in the fantasy of perfection. First of all, let me congratulate you on your courage to do this, because, boy, that's not an easy thing to do.
No, it wasn't an easy thing to do, and you're right. We agree.
And Darlene, not an easy, and not even easy to live through either, right?
Right. Yeah, we've got the battle wounds from it. We can prove it.
Yeah, we live to tell about it.
But Darlene, why did you and Philip feel like you had to write this book?
Well, Bill, number one is because we were on a journey of coming out of hiding. And hiding in the shame of what was going on in our marriage, myself hiding the shame of struggling with a rage issue. And we just felt like that was the next step for us in coming out of hiding, is just to reveal what was going on behind closed doors in our home. And we also learned that as leaders in the Christian community, we had nowhere to go when we were struggling. And as Philip has become more involved in marriage coaching, that is what most couples say, is we had nowhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely didn't want our pastor to know or our church friends to know, which is really disheartening. And so we just wanted to show people what's possible when you get vulnerable with your story and you allow the redemption of God to come in the middle of your mess.
Yeah.
And make something beautiful out of it.
Well, Philip, like Darlene says, I mean, here you are. I mean, you're in ministry. And you're probably looking at each other, and she's in the Word of God and praying. You see her praying. Maybe you pray together, maybe you don't. You're in the Word of God, you're praying, and probably each of you are looking at each other and saying, God, what a couple of hypocrites here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, the shame of it is what causes you to feel like you can't share it with anybody else. Because if you're a Christian, you should have a great marriage, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And yet the reality is that many people suffer behind closed doors. And so we were living under that. I was living under this thing of, you know, I wanted to have this great impact in my ministry. And yet I was failing to connect with my wife, to show her love and to help her through some of the biggest struggles in her life. And ultimately what I ended up doing is just kind of turning it into my own sort of selfish, controlling, fearful, shame-filled kind of response to her, which just kind of made her stuff worse.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you get on the merry-go-round, and here we go. And so, yeah, it was hard to live with the fact that we were called to this purpose and we weren't fulfilling it.
Exactly. Darlene, for you, was that pretty much the same sentiment that you were realizing as well?
Yes, and I felt like my position was even more daunting, because in our story, I was the problem because I had that outward rage issue.
Mm-hmm.
And so that left me feeling like that if I never got my act together, that I would never get to be loved. And that almost paralyzed me from being able to work on myself, because I went into this hopeless place and started to believe the lie that my husband and children would be better off without me.
Wow.
Mm. And, you know, I just, instead of giving in to the lie, I chose to just give in to Jesus, like, wholeheartedly and set out on a journey to overcome. And in that, discover and encounter the love of God in a radical way that really shifted the atmosphere of our home, and it was really a divine intervention.
Right.
But I knew that journey involved me coming out of hiding from the rage issue that I struggled with as pastor's wife. And and in the end of it all, I realized that the root of the rage issue was that I couldn't get my real life to line up with my fantasy, which is where the revelation from the book came.
Right.
Is that we hold our spouses against this fantasy of perfection that we began to develop as children. And some of us began to develop that fantasy from a very unhealthy place. But yet it's still there, and we still hold it up against our spouse, and that's how we see our spouse through, is that veil of perfection and that veil of fantasy. And when we do that, they will never, ever measure up
No, it's impossible. Exactly.
Yeah.
That realization, that fantasy of perfection, you're so spot on. I think that if people were being honest, well, obviously they're responding to your ministry and to your book and your speaking engagements and saying, you know, I didn't see it that way, but I see what I've been doing, right?
Yeah.
So you realize that this is more typical than atypical.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Philip, for you, what was it? Because in marriage, yes, your partner's going through stuff, but it really, when it gets to that point to where it's our problem, not her problem, what was it for you that flipped the switch to realize, look, the two become one? So her rage is your rage, and that you have to come alongside. So what happened there?
Well, what I did was this. As the guy who's trained as a pastor and a counselor and a coach and all those things, I said, well, I'll go find the best counselor I can find to help her see that she's the problem.
And in other words, to fix me.
This is what guys do, Darlene. We fix things.
That's right. So what I did is I hauled her out across the country and we got in front of this guy and I teed up the problem as only I could do. And I share how this is debilitating me and controlling me and preventing me from being able to live a Christian life. And the guy looks at me and he says, so when your wife is struggling, what kind of man do you want to be? And I said, hold on. I'm paying you. I have described this problem and you're telling me that I have responsibility in this? No. You don't understand. She's little, but she's powerful when she's angry. And so he dialed in on me and he said, what kind of man do you want to be whenever your wife is struggling with rage? And I said, I want to be a part of the solution and not the problem. He said, so
good answer.
What are your options? And he began to empower me and see that my withdrawal from her was as much a part of the problem as her rage.
You know, that is key, isn't it, Darlene? And because, you know, some people say, well, you don't like conflict. Well, there's sometimes when you get to that point where you just don't know what to do and you don't want to damage anything. But as a woman who is dealing with this, as another wise counselor said, that women almost rage on purpose. And I say rage, I'm using it just in terms of a verb and an adjective, more of an adjective, they raise this conflict in order to have connection. So the very thing that you're putting out there, the way we're receiving is, you don't want anything to do with us, but really what you're saying is, no, I need you here, right?
Yes, exactly. A big SOS signal.
It's no wonder that we're brain damaged, Philip, the husbands of the world here. But we're going to try and do something, and we'll put everybody on the operating table in just a moment as we continue this conversation. Stay with us, America.
This report is sponsored by the American Society of Retina Specialists. Age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, affects 11 million people in the U.S. and is a major cause of blindness for people age 50 and older. AMD damages the center of the retina. If untreated, it can destroy central vision needed for reading, driving, and recognizing faces. February is AMD Awareness Month. Do you know about AMD risk factors, symptoms, and treatments? Here's Dr. Carl Oh of Nashville, Tennessee, the incoming president of the American Society of Retina Specialists.
Retina specialists can preserve and even improve vision in many people with age-related macular degeneration. Thanks to tremendous advances in diagnosis and treatment, people with AMD can maintain active, independent lives. If you have AMD, a family history of AMD, or recent blurred or distorted central vision, see a retina specialist to learn how to protect your vision.
Learn more at savingvision.org. That's savingvision.org.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
Where this hurt, you show me what healing can do. Where this hatred, you show me how kindness can move. Where this fear deep inside, I won't run, I won't hide. I'll give you all of me so that you can see every broken piece and open up my heart.
I'll tell you, every time I hear that lyric, it just makes me, I just want to cry. I mean, because you think about how much God loves us, and that He loves us with His whole heart, which is so incredible, and stops me in my tracks, and causes me for just a moment to be thankful for the very breath that I breathe. Good to have you with us right now. We're talking with Philip and Darlene Fields. They're very vulnerable and raw story about their imperfect marriage, and this is really a testament and a resource that I believe is going to be a liberation for couples trapped in the fantasy of perfection, as Darlene describes. And we were talking off air, Philip and Darlene and myself, about I guess maybe all this comes out, Philip, maybe undiscussed expectations. I mean, we've heard, I mean, that was a big 70s term. It was, I overexpected, or my expectations, she doesn't meet my expectations and that sort of thing. And you go, or he doesn't, and you go, well, how's that fair when I didn't even know what your expectations were?
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? We have them, you know, subconsciously, and we're expecting it. And really, at the end of the day, I talk about this in the book, but I say, so I expected her to cause me to feel like a man.
Mm.
And that was just not something she could give me. You know, she was going to be my Mary Poppins dressed in the Dallas Cowboy cheerleader uniform. And so every day when
So every night when he came home, Darlene, you were supposed to be there at the doorway with your pom-poms?
What a fantasy.
I love it. Go ahead, tell us.
Well, right. And so, you know, she's either going to rescue me from happiness and, from depression with her happiness, or she's going to turn me on with her smoking hot figure.
Yes.
And you know, that's not too much to ask, is it?
I don't think so. I think that's normal.
Well, I'm wanting him to be my handsome prince and Wranglers and cowboy boots.
Right. You know, and but we wouldn't be able to even articulate that unless we start letting God take on this thing inside of us that has this insatiable appetite to have the other person cause us to feel secure and significant beyond what they could do.
And Darlene, when that happens to women, and it happens in both ways because it's a cross experience to where you get a projection of what you expect the other person to be without really speaking it, and usually somehow it seems to clash around the 5-year mark when people realize, oh, wait a minute, she's not that Dallas cheerleader girl I expected, and you know, and why is she throwing stuff at me, and he's not that prince coming through the door. I mean, he's looking pretty crotchety and unlovable. You know, how do I manage this, right, with this hardcore reality? But you know, here you are trying to address your own integrity and your own knowing of who you are, and then you have this projection of your husband on you that, boy, you're really a round peg in a square hole here.
Yeah, it was pretty daunting for, you know, like I mentioned earlier, I really started to believe the lie that my husband and family would be better off without me because I couldn't get a handle on my rage.
Mm.
And I just kept blowing up our house, so to speak, and
Wow. And
not being able to, you know, because once it's out there, it's out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after a little bit, Philip and the children got tired of hearing me say I was sorry. You know, and that's hard. It's really hard. And
but the fact that you were owning it, though, I mean... That's a long, because there's so many, and it can happen on men's side as well, but they don't want to own the problem. But the fact that you owned it had to give you some sense of encouragement, Philip.
Oh, yeah. Well, she did. And I'll say this to my wife's credit. I've never met anybody that worked harder on herself. And so, but this is kind of the religious side of this. And that is that, you know, you're in leadership, you're a pastor or whatever, and you say to yourself, well, you can't share that with anybody, because if they find out that we have this cycle in our life, they're going to disown us, and we're not going to have a church. We're not going to have this. We're not going to have that. And so you put your spouse on the performance treadmill when you say, you're not reading your Bible enough. You're not praying enough. You're not holy enough. You know, and it's just, we do this to each other. You know, we put these performance demands on each other because we're afraid of what our spouse is struggling with. And so my fear, hers was she was never going to be loved. My fear was this was never going to stop. And I grew up in an abusive family system where my dad was the ranger.
Wow.
And so
wow.
I'm like, I've had a lifetime of this, and I didn't want it to continue. So my way of handling it all was to disappear emotionally. And so, you know, I'm checked out. I'm like, well, when you fix yourself, you come tell me, and then we'll try to put our connection back together.
Amazing. And so, Darlene, what did you hear from Philip when he said that to you?
What I heard is that I didn't get to be loved until I never got angry again. And because I couldn't stop getting angry, I felt defeat and hopelessness started to set in. And I really went into a dark place for about a 3-year period of time that I refer to in the book as my dark night of the soul, where I really felt disconnected from God, and I really didn't know how to get better. I was just in a really lost place, and in desperation, I just really cried out, you know, God, I don't feel you, I can't hear you, I can't see you, but I know you're still there, and I don't want to live this way. And I need you to send a rescue ship for me.
Mm.
And he did. You know, because God always has answers. He always has choices. He always has options. We are never without hope as long as we have God. And I jumped on that rescue ship, and I set sail on a journey of personal growth like I had never known. And what was so powerful about it is I was getting to live out in front of my family what's possible for them. Because our children are starting to get in their middle teenage years and starting to act out.
Yes.
What was going on in our home. And I heard from the Lord, don't go after them and their issues. You go after yourself. Because when you break stuff off your own life, you break stuff off theirs.
Exactly.
And my children watched me just morph into a different person, transform before them. And today I get to hear them say that I'm their hero.
Wow.
Because of what they watched me do, because of what they watched my husband and I do, showing them what's possible. When you allow God to come in with his redemptive power in the middle of your mess, in the middle of your wasteland, in the middle of your dark soul, and make something beautiful.
Well, here we are. We live in what I call the microwave generation. We stand in front of a microwave and say, hurry up. We're yelling and screaming at the microwave. Just won't move fast enough. For you, 3 years, I mean, some people hearing this going, look at, I don't have 3 years worth of emotion to invest in this. I'm checked out. I'm done fighting this battle because it's, 3 years plus whatever got you to that before you started to go down to that road of redemption. How did you manage that 3 year dark period that she was in?
Well, I really feel like that she was in her recognition of what she had to work out, and I had to work out my fear and my pulling away was something that I had to get to the root of. And, Paul said this, he says Jesus made himself of no reputation. He emptied out his rights.
Right.
He emptied out himself. And so there's this emptying of, my agenda, of my rights, of my demands, my expectations.
What I deserve.
Yeah, and so, I'm the man of God of the house. I deserve to be respected. I had to empty all that out and come to the place where I said, Lord, what if loving her is my purpose and my, what if shepherding my wife's heart is more important than the multitude that I want to shepherd.
Exactly.
And so that's where I had to reorganize, rechange, and really I had to say to the Lord, I need a love that I can't produce in my humanness to love her.
Yeah.
And so that was a big lesson. And, I'd say 3 years, we've been doing this 27 years. I'm still learning that one.
Well, Darlene, which I guess what you and Philip have transitioned to is what we talked about in the first segment, and that it's about us, right? And it's coming together and realizing that that's the call of marriage. It's not about me. It's not about him. It's about us. And by the grace of God, you were able to get on the other side of this. I mean, what a terrific story. The imperfect marriage, liberation for couples trapped in the fantasy of perfection. It is raw. It's honest, as you can tell in our conversation that we've had today. Darlene, how can people be in touch with you? I'm going to let you wrap everything up here because we're down to about 30 seconds.
You can visit our website at becourageouscoaching.com, where you can order the book. You can also visit our Facebook page for the book, The Unperfect Marriage Facebook page. And we also have a Be Courageous Coaching Facebook page where you can follow us and find out what's going on, where we're speaking, and the events that we have taking place.
Philip and Darlene Fields, thank you for being with us. God bless.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Maybe.